Blog Talk Radio.
Tell you the truth, Steve. Well, you're certainly experiencing the kind of situation that is perfect for medication.
Good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And on the Cowboy Wisdom Radio Network and the SOP Radio Network, I want to welcome everybody to the show. Tonight I want to talk about Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is about is expanding your wisdom, energizing your vertical time, opening out your and unleashing your enterprising utopia and expanding your life to live your life with galvanizing gusto. I've been on this journey now for over 13 years, and I'm starting to understand that it's a subliminal, but it's also the DNA, because we're born with our parents' DNA. And when you do the DNA, that's your emotional enterprising wit. So to get your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, that's when you're aligned with who you are and where you're going. And today, this world is not aligned in going anywhere except further down. But however, we lack the leadership today to move this world forward. And that's the greatest thing that's probably happened to the people of the world. We're going to go through a time of confusion, but we're also going to go through a time of expansion at the same time. Because confusion is expansion. And when you open out to understand that confusion is expansion, you let go of trying to be perfect. Right now, we're trying to be perfect. And everything we do, we're trying to be politically correct. Do this, do that. Well, to move the world forward, you're not going to be politically correct. It's going to be quite amusing at times and quite challenging at times. But it's all good. And that's something we really have to open up to, is being willing to be confused, to be curious, to see how good life can get. And the words we use have a lot to do with the way our life moves forward. It's really about allowing yourself to use words that your subliminal and your DNA understand and your conscious mind. And that's where the words energize, expand, enterprise, and experience really open that out, because they're inner words. Your conscious mind understands inner words. Your outer mind don't understand, your subliminal mind don't understand words as well. They understand images, and they understand the energy. Everything in life is an energy. So it's the energy you put forth that will expand you into everything you desire. So your emotional energy will open out your entrepreneurial wit. So when you're willing to be energized in your on your vertical timeline, we have three timelines, a vertical, a future, and a past. And the future and the past all stop and start right in here. The vertical goes right through you, and that's up your chakras. So when you open out to having a vertical timeline, you're opening out to expand everything you do and to live your desired life. But however, we're so caught up in today and waiting for somebody else to do it for us, we forget we are the entrepreneurs in charge of our life. And not in charge, we're the facilitator of our lives. That's what happens. We are the facilitator of this. And that's what will move this forward. It's however, when you choose to allow somebody else to be the facilitator of your life, things happen. And things don't always go the way you think they should go. So that's what happens when we allow somebody else to be the facilitator. And that's what everybody's doing. Everybody's waiting for somebody to have an entrepreneurial idea to expand this world. But all we're into is shrinking it smaller, thinking by shrinking it, we're going to do better. Yes, we do need to cut the budget. Yes, we do need to do this. But we also need to open out some leadership with some innovation with it, and that's you. When you choose to open out your innovation through going within, here's some questions. How are you looking for somebody else to move your life forward rather than you? What is it you desire? Put everything aside. Take money out of the equation. Take everything out of the equation. And you could do anything you choose. What would it be? Then, how would you? What would be your first step to doing it? And never, ever put money on the front end of anything. Put money at the back end. Money is the last thing. Money comes from wisdom, innovation, and loving what you're doing. And, you know, when you love what you're doing, you never work. You become a participant in your life. The word work has people locked in. And when you say the word work, your subliminal landscape really locks down and really becomes unwilling to be a participant in your life. And what you really want is your heart, mind, soul, DNA, and all your cells in your body. There's trillions of cells. You want to engage them with your emotions, your feelings, and your enterprising energies, and that's your thoughts. Would you rather have a thought or an enterprising energy to expand your life? And that's what this is all about, is expanding your enterprising energies to expand your life. But what are you afraid of? How are you afraid to expand your life? And how are you holding yourself back by doing something you don't like to do and you're waiting for somebody else? How many times do you walk into work and say, God, I wished it was quitting time? I know I've done that, and that makes for a long day because you're unwilling to be a participant in your own life because you don't want to be where you're at. And what you're really doing is waiting for somebody else to engage your life and to move you forward. So it's when you choose to open out and engage in that person, your life really expands. So what is it you choose to do? How are you the leader that's going to expand the world, the universe, the galaxy, and everything else? Because the universe, God, buddy, is waiting for you. And the God that we're talking about is in your DNA. When you do the whole bunch of the God code and listen to some other things, you understand your eyes are your soul, eyes to your soul, but they're also your soul's eyes to the universe. So where do you see your life how do you see your life expanding when you keep waiting for somebody else to be the leader of your life? It's a vertical timeline. It's the one that goes up. That's the one you want to really, really energize. When you open up to energizing that vertical timeline, you expand on the horizontal timeline, and that's the one that runs in front of you. Here's how you discover your timeline. Which way is your future? It'll go this way, and that's your past. And it all culminates here, but we don't have a past. We come from the past, but we really have ingrained imprints in our subliminal and our DNA. Our DNA is trained through history. It has emotions, feelings, and thought. So when your DNA has listened to history for thousands of years, how will it expand out of that? It's by re-choosing to encrypt a code of prosperity consciousness. We've been taught to be poverty, live as cheap as we can, and life isn't supposed to be fun. And that's the biggest lie we've ever had laid on us and told to us through history. It's about us opening out our innovative wit and discovering who we are right in the heart. Your heart leads your thoughts, emotions, and when your head leads them, that's your egotistical mind. And, you know, and we have a right eye and a left eye. And one eye is looking, your right eye looks at the innovative side and your left eye looks at the mundane. But we're so ingrained with the left brain thinking, we are afraid to use the right side because the right side isn't our egotistical side that we've lived in. And the ego that we've lived with and done doesn't understand the right side. But however, it's the left brain, right brain, and the heart. All have to be part of this. So does your DNA and all the cells of your body because they all have memory and energy. It's when you can say when you're aligned, that's where you're aligned. is in your heart, mind, body, soul, spirit, DNA, cells, and all your senses. You're not balanced until they're all moving forward. Something that I've really come to understand in all this is the spiritual world says a lot, but they don't know quite understand what we're all balancing and grounded, because we all come from the earth. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and all that. But we're just an image of God with human and without human. I'm not sure we're human. I think it's a science thing that really has us encompassed in thinking we're living in a human world. How is science actually a limitation? And also, how is it also opening out some innovation? And the only reason I say is I'm not sure I'm a human being, it makes my mind go, huh. It gives me a Scooby-Doo moment and makes me look and expand. And that's what it's all about, is looking in a different way. And it's also about looking at life in a different way. That's all that is. Whether I'm human or not, who cares? It's where I'm moving through and what I'm expanding to. But however, being locked into being right has me locked into being in the same place every day. That's where I choose to expand out of. And how is everything you ever done always doing what you're getting? That's something we always live with, and that's something we all do. And as we go forward in this, how is your understanding we have a vertical time? And how does that make you feel when you look up? Does that free you up on the inside? Because this is where the expansion and the freedom begins, is in here. Your conscious mind is a follower of your subliminal mind. We live subconsciously in a conscious world. That's why lies have memories and the truth doesn't. Because all the good in the world happens all the time and we don't look at it. We're taught, brainwashed, ingrained to look at the negative and the pessimism of the world. How's all the negativity and the pessimism of the world actually seeds of wisdom? Everything that's ever happened in life is a seed of wisdom. So when you choose to open out and understand this, you open out to expand your life in every way. Freedom flows to those who's willing to engage in their heart, mind, body, soul, spirit, and DNA, and all your inner landscape to expand. And it's how you engage in your life that moves forward. So do you see how the leadership of today lacks the ingenuity to move forward? Because we're caught in this movement of small is good. Well, but they're talking about small everything. Small mom and pop manufacturing, small innovation will move us forward. Small will make big, but however, they're trying to cut everything and take the innovation out. That's what we've lost in this country more than anything and in the world, is the mom and pop innovation of the world. And that's what we're really, really working through right now, is a mom and pop innovation. And the mom and pop and innovation's us, you and me. And that's where this all begins. So what are you good at? What do you like to do? And who's telling you can't do anything and you've never done anything? That is exactly the person you choose to stop listening to. Who tells you that you can do things and you're good at it? You listen to that person. But you listen to your heart. Your heart's going to tell you how good. Write your legacy. Pay attention to your legacy. And listen to your legacy and ask this question. How is my legacy expanding my life? And how do I choose to be remembered when I pass across the river and climb the mountain to my next spiritual adventure? See, I think we mature spiritually, then we leave the earth. And once a mature spirit is matured and had the lessons of this experience, we move on. It has nothing to do with age. I think it's the age we see on our human body, or our spiritual body, spiritual image, or God's image, I have no idea. I think we see our, as we turn gray and refined, that's our spirit maturing. Gray hair is a matured spirit. Starting to get a lot of that. I'm starting to see it. But anyway, that's what we do. We mature in spirit, and we expand out of this life into being a baby spirit in the next life. Because the more we realize what we don't see is more of what we have, and that's where life is going. Just look at where you're at. And look at thinking the size of the world, even on a globe. Multiply that by a billion times, I'd say. And look at the dot you live in. So multiply that. You actually would shrink that dot. The dot would stay the same, but the earth would grow a billion times. So how big is the world do you live in? How is everything you can't see where everything you desire is waiting for you? It's starting to ask questions that make you go, huh? Because we haven't asked them questions so long. We're too busy being politically correct and waiting for somebody to lead us out of this economic awakening we're in. But we're in a revelation of what revelations of people have, people opening out to live their life by taking action on their own innovation. And you can see it happening more second by second, because they tell us the economy's getting better, and they tell us this, they tell us that, but they never tell us what's really happening. That's up to you to open your eyes and understand the news is spreading the propaganda of people that control the world. And that's okay. Let them control it. There's still opportunity and enterprising endeavors for us to take advantage of. You know, the same people that wrote history started the conspiracy theories. And yes, the conspiracy theories, I don't know if they're right or wrong. I see a lot of truth in them, and I see a lot of fallacy in history. But all the conspiracy theories are is a way for us to see a way to move forward. Everything in life is a seed of wisdom. But however, we allow our fears to overtake us rather than our enterprising energies to move us forward, because it's easier to go backwards than to go forward. Because going forward is the hill and the mountains and the river. Going backwards is down into the valley. You're walking down the hill instead of up the hill. But however, to see the mountain in its true glory and see the valley in its true pristineness, where would you see it, from the valley floor or the top of the mountain? That's where you have to look and expand to. It's the top of the mountain. That's where everything we desire is. So what is holding you back? You waiting for the people out of Washington, D.C. to send us more money? Are you waiting for somebody else to do it? Are you ready to get off the couch and shed the couch potato-itis and move forward? Life is fun when you engage in it and understand everything's a seed of wisdom. But however, life is a trepidation when you're allowing somebody else to dictate it to us. And right, this country and the world lacks innovation, and it lacks the people to move us forward. And that's an absolute truth. But yet it does have the people, and it's you and me and everybody else. The self-educated will lead the educated out of this, and that is a true fact. The more educated we become, the less common sense we have. And when we become a money-orientated instead of a moral and ethical country, we lost our superpower status. That's just like you when you let somebody else dictate your life to you. Your megastar superstar talents are going to waste. And that's what you is here to express, is your superstar megastar talent to expand the universe. But however, there's growing pains involved when you're expanding the universe. And when you're letting somebody else do it, there's just bitching, complaining, whining, sniveling, and all the negativity and pessimism in the world. When we choose to quit whining and start moving things forward, our life will expand and we will move forward. And this is also something I've learned in my own adventures, is moving myself forward. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching will do, is move you forward by engaging you in who you are. And that's the person we fear the most, is who we really are. We are afraid of our own omnipotent truthfulness and our genuine genius that will move us forward. We was taught all through school to get a job and let somebody else take care of us. All we had to do was show up and they'd take care of us. Just like every time in history, they set us up and then they pulled the carpet out of us. And they started pulling the carpet out from under us in 1960 when the industrial military complex come in. Every time a superpower went to be a military industrial complex, the country has soon filed bankruptcy and failed. The Romans, everybody. But however, the country's always come back because of the people. People are the greatest asset of the world when we open out our innovative wit. And people, you do have the innovation and the wit to move yourself forward. So when are you going to go and quit thinking that Washington, D.C. or any bureaucrat is going to move you forward? This is something I want you to remember, is the word bureaucrat, there is always the word rat. And when you allow somebody else to do it for you, they're going to do what's best for them. And when they do that, guess who comes in second? You. And you don't deserve to come in second, because you're worthy and deserving to come in first in all facets of your life. And you will come in first when you choose to unleash that innovation within you and be willing to go through the journey of wisdom, understanding everything that's going to happen on this journey is a seed of wisdom. How does that allow you to open up and understand that you're the seed of wisdom and your wisdom will move you forward? And that's what will happen in this life when you choose to do everything. However, the show is winding down, and I want to tell you how to get a hold of me. I'm Robert Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, and my website's www.cowboy-wisdom.com. Email's rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And I also want to tell you about First Inc. with Tom Ski. Be First Inc. is a marketing company that will open out your brand. And Tom is very astute. He's got 300 and some thousand followers on Twitter. And his website is www.befirstinc.com. And now I want to talk about Be Wisdom Publishing and Be Wisdom. That's where you can go buy my books, the Money is My Friend, the Letting Go CD to expand your life. And the Letting Go CD will let you go. But Money is My Friend is about money is my friend that flows to me from all sources in the universe. And I also want to talk about, Tom's, Tom and his All Tied Up Productions company. And that's what I want to talk about there. And so when you talk about Tom's company, you're talking about promotion. And now I want to thank everybody for being on the show. And I want to thank everybody for being here and doing everything for me, and I really appreciate everybody, and I thank all the listeners from the bottom of my heart, and everybody on the phone line, chat line, and all my guests that I've ever had, and I want to thank everybody. And tomorrow night, my guest is Shall You Meet Lazarus, and she's an EFT technique professional. And with that, I want to say good night, and we'll see you tomorrow night.